Shamel, welcome.
Hello, Krista, dude. Thank you so much for having me. It's really good to be here to chat with you.
Yes, you've been doing some fantastic work. You've been in this business for how long?
This July will be 15 years. When I say, oh, Lord, I'm like, where did the time go? Because it doesn't feel like it's been 15 years of just being at it, and working with the women.
Now, how would you say Shamel has grown in that 15-year period?
Well, other than older. I would say that I've grown in many ways. In terms of just the way I view things, experience, knowledge, skills, there are a lot of things I have to skill up into. I really believe that in order to better serve persons, or even if you're in business, whatever it is, you have to always be committed to growth. You have to always be committed to learning and change and everything that you are able to deliver the best product or service. Otherwise, a social service or product, the only way that you can do well is just being committed to growth. And that's something that I've always prioritized in my life personally, but especially when it comes to Dubai. So, because I know that we're working with a very unique set of ladies. And in Barbados, and even outside of Barbados, there aren't other models that I can follow. So, always listening to the community, seeing what's happening, but then seeing what are maybe some best practices with other agencies or organizations working with vulnerable groups or whoever. And that's really important to me.
You would have had some challenges as you went into this business. What would you say has attributed to your ability to overcome these challenges, and how would you advise women to do the same?
When it comes to overcoming challenges, I believe that one, the first thing comes down to mindset. Like, if you have a challenge to do it from the beginning, if you think that you will get through it and grow from it, you will. If you already find yourself in a place of feeling depressed and defeated and, oh, it's me, well, then that's really going to be your experience as well. So when it comes to challenges, I mean, I've had my share of challenges, and even still, yes, work and professionally wise, but then also family, other things. Like, challenges are a part of life.
How would you say you've been feeling most rewarded in this?
Well, I don't want to sound morbid, but the more time goes by, the more I look at life. Like, you're here today, you can be gone tomorrow. I mean, life really is but a vapor, as the Bible says. And I think every day that I am alive, I've found that I've had just a greater appreciation for it, for living. And what you do while you are alive and you have the opportunity is really important. So I would say for anyone, like listening, you are alive. And if you're alive now, it means that you have an opportunity that you can, make a difference. You can add value, or you can just come into a place where you also recognize your own value and determine from that place that there is work for me to do.
Even as you're just mentioning, appreciating life, do you see yourself doing this for the rest of your life, or is there anything untapped that we're yet to see in Shamel?
Oh my goodness, that's a hard question. For the rest of my life, no. It might look different. Like, I don't know that, when I'm 60, I'm gonna be able to do it the same way. I would say what I always want to be able to do to impact others in some way. So whatever that season, as I get older or whatever it looks like, I just want to always be able to make a meaningful difference regardless.
Shamel Rice, founder, director of Jabez House. Thank you so much for sharing with us even a piece of your life. Thank you so much for sharing successful women.
Thank you so much for having me, Krista. Do take care.
That was Successful Woman, brought to you by Rentical Initial Barbados Limited, protecting people, enhancing lives.